The scripture that came to my mind was simply the scripture that says, he that cometh to God must first believe that he is. Amen. Is. That's present tense. As so many people in the world, they have the idea that God is something that happened a long time ago. That the power of God was something that was manifested many years ago. And then for others, they want to just kind of do their own thing right now. So to them, God is something that's off in the distant future. Amen. But the Bible tells me that today is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. Now is the accepting time. Hallelujah. If you want to serve God, you've got to understand that He is in the ever-present now. He's a God of today. Amen. And whatever we eat today, hallelujah, He's able to provide that for us. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to just have lived for God sometime in the past, and I don't just only want to make my plans to serve Him in the distant future. But I want to take advantage of what I have, and that is today. Amen. The Bible says that no man has a promise of tomorrow, but we all have right now. Amen. God is. God is. Somebody tell your neighbor, God is. And He is a rewarder of them who diligently or earnestly seek after Him. Amen. I will do the best that I can do. I don't have much of a voice today, but I'll do the best that I can do to sing and worship the Lord. Worship the Lord with us. We'll get it together. Got kind of caught off guard here this morning. Y'all worship with us. She's going to try to stretch me out as far as she can stretch me. Praise the name of the Lord. For the blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary, it's that blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Oh, for it reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, it's His blood that gives me strength. Oh, from day to day. Well, it soothes my doubts and it calms my fears. And that same blood, it dries all my tears. It's His blood that gives me strength. From day to day, it will never lose its power. Why don't you stand and sing it with us? Oh, for it reaches to the highest mountain. Oh, yes, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, it's His blood. It's the blood that gives me strength from day to day.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, there's power, there's wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, there's power, there's wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. And I thank God for the blood, yeah. With a bleeding heart and an aching head, till Jesus came and he sweetly said, I'll take your sins all away. Oh, and I thank God for the blood. I thank God for the blood. When he took on the form of a man, how he took my sins all away. And I thank God for the blood. I thank God for the blood. Oh, thank God for the blood. Oh, it washes white as snow. Him who drank the cup of gall to raise the guilty from the fall and take their sins all away. So I thank God for the blood. Yes, I thank God for the blood. I thank God for Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood that washes every sin stain away. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad Jesus is here. I'm glad you're here. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for being in this service with us and worshiping with us today. Amen. At this time, we're going to bring Brother Hart and the word of the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Lord bless you, and you may be seated today. Amen. We're here today in honor of God, in honor of motherhood. Amen. Amen. Thank God for those mothers in Zion that caused us to know and appreciate the things of God. And I want today just to pay honor and tribute to the women in all of our lives. There are a lot of notable women throughout the Bible that give us cause for honor and reflection. And we want to honor them today. You have your Bibles. Would you stand? We want to first read a verse of Scripture from Genesis chapter 1, or actually chapter 2, and verse 23, and then we want to go to the book of Proverbs 31. Genesis 2, verse 23, and Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." And then if we could, let us go to the book of Proverbs, to the 31st chapter and the 30th verse. The Bible says, "Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." God bless you, and you may be seated. A tribute to womanhood that the Bible tells us that it was not good for man to dwell alone, and so God made woman, fashioning her from a rib from the side of Adam, that she might be bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, a helpmeet, amen, in the service of the Lord. There are many notable women throughout the Bible that cause us to admire and to be inspired by their example, by their faith, by their devotion to the family that they love and to the God that they serve. I would like to just briefly talk about seven notable women of the Bible today. And in honoring all the mothers that are here, that we can find examples in Scripture of virtue. We can find examples of women that truly exemplified the desire of God, the purpose of God, the revelation of God. The Bible says favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. That beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And what is beautiful to one individual is ugly to someone else. That beauty takes various forms, but there is one beauty that is indisputable. There is one beauty that is to be admired no matter where we find it.
And that is a beauty that comes from within the heart of an individual. It's not the outward appearance that makes a person beautiful, but it's the nature and the attitude of the heart. The Bible says, a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. I want to first begin with a woman by the name of Deborah, and I'm not going to refer to my wife, but Deborah was a woman that I admired even from a child in reading the stories of this brave woman, this woman of courage, this woman who was a true patriot to her nation. I believe that God honors those who act courageously, that we need women today that have courage and will stand for virtue, that will stand for purity, that will stand for modesty, that will stand for righteousness. Deborah was not afraid, amen, to act, amen, on behalf of her fellow countrymen. Though her nation was in peril, though there were enemies that wanted to destroy her people, Deborah believed that God, who was faithful, would enable her people to be victorious. And Deborah was a woman who was able to challenge men who were not so courageous. There was one particular individual by the name of Barak. And Barak was not a man that was very manly, that he hid behind the skirt of Deborah, and he was not willing to go into battle unless Deborah went with him. God forbid that we would have men today that will hide behind a woman. Amen. But Deborah was courageous in spite of the inferiority of those that were around her. She did not back down from the challenge that was presented before her. Thank God for women today, amen, that will not back down. Amen, that will not be intimidated, that will not, amen, back away from things that are challenging. Give me a woman who can be challenged. Give me a woman, amen, that has uncommon courage, amen, and she can inspire, amen, men and women alike, amen, to take up the banner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Deborah went into battle, amen, having faith that God would give victory. And God, amen, gave victory in the field of battle. Another woman that stands out in my mind was a woman by the name of Ruth. Though that she was not of the genealogy of the children of Israel, she was a Moabitess. She was considered an outcast. She was considered one outside of the covenant promises of God. There was something about Ruth, amen, that desired, amen, to know the Lord God of Israel. That she was faithful to her mother-in-law. And she persisted, even though she tried to discourage her from going to the land of Israel. She would not be discouraged. Thank God for women that will be persistent in the faith, persistent in their pursuit of the calling of the Lord Jesus Christ. And because Ruth was willing to be faithful, God honored her and blessed her, and she became a part of the lineage of the Messiah that was to come. Amen. She became the grandmother of the greatest king in Israel's history, King David, from whence came the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Amen. Ruth, amen, faithful and persistent. And then perhaps most women would identify with this third woman, a woman who was a woman that desired to be a mother. Hannah desired to be a mother. She desired to embrace a child. There's something beautiful about motherhood. There's something beautiful about a woman who feels their calling, amen, to be a mother. Amen. To be a mother is not a lowly position. To be a mother is not something to be looked down upon. Amen. But to be a mother, amen, is an honor that God has bestowed upon those, amen, that are willing to embrace it. And yet Hannah was barren. She could not bear children. Seems like so oftentimes those that would make the best mothers, amen, are not as blessed to bear children as perhaps some, amen, that are not very good mothers. That Hannah would have been a very good mother. She desired to be a mother. She desired to rear children, to honor God. But Hannah was barren. But she cried out to God. Amen. She fasted and she prayed that God would give her a child. And she said, Lord, if you'll give me a child, then I'll give him back to you. Amen. Because she understood that children are the heritage of the Lord. Amen. They don't really belong to us. Children, amen, are the heritage of God. God just lends them to us for a brief period of time. And how quickly, amen, that period of time passes by. It hasn't been so many years ago in my mind, amen, that this young man was just a little baby that I held in my arms. And now he could almost hold me in his arms. Amen. Time has a way of reversing things and changing perspectives. Amen. But Hannah was an ideal mother. She was a sacrificing mother. Amen. Any mother who is a true mother, amen, is a woman who is willing to make sacrifices for her children. Hannah was an ideal mother. Her passion was to bear a child. And God honored her petition. We come to the next woman of note. Amen. A woman of wisdom and industry, a woman by the name of Abigail. Abigail was married to a fool. And there may be some women out there that can't identify with Abigail. Just trying to make a joke. But Abigail's husband was a fool. The Bible says Nabal was a fool. He had a hard heart and a soft head. And he was easily, amen, offended. He got his feelings hurt real easy. And he wasn't very considerate of others. He wasn't very thankful for the kindness that others showed toward him. Nabal was a fool. He was all about Nabal. He was all about his power and his possessions. But he was, thankfully, amen, he was married to a woman, amen, that had great wisdom. And it was the wisdom of Abigail that saved Nabal's life. If it weren't for her and her intervention, amen, Nabal would have been killed, amen, for his attitude. He would have been destroyed because of his lack, amen, of generosity and thankfulness. But thank God for a woman of industry and wisdom like Abigail. He went ahead and died anyhow, amen, because the Bible says his heart became like a stone. You know, some men, you just can't save them. Amen. Abigail was a wise woman, but she couldn't save Nabal. She's a woman to be admired for her wisdom. And then we come to the Shunammite woman. The Shunammite woman was a great woman. I don't know exactly what that infers, ladies. But the Bible says she was a great woman. I don't know if it meant she was a lot of woman or that she had a lot of power. But she was great. And she was a woman that was given to hospitality. Amen. I thank God for women who can be hospitable, that can show a little kindness. Amen. They always have an open heart and a listening ear. Amen. The Shunammite showed great hospitality, especially, amen, to the man of God. Especially upon the one upon God had placed His blessing and His anointing. Amen. She stands out among the women of the Old Testament as a woman that deserved great honor. And because that she honored the man of God, God honored her. Amen. I thank God for women who honor God. Hallelujah. And she honored the man of God. Then there is Esther. How could we speak of the notable women of the Bible without mentioning Esther, the star? Oh, she was a star in many ways. That she was raised by her uncle Mordecai. She was living in a foreign land. It was not easy to serve the God of Israel. She lived in a pagan society. She was surrounded by hardship. She was not overly blessed with abundance, amen, because she was captive in a foreign land, amen. But when opportunity presented itself, hallelujah, amen, she was willing to step up to the plate. Thank God, amen, for those who, when they see an opportunity, that they seize it, amen. They're not timid, amen, to step forward, amen, and to fill in the gap, amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes, amen, I believe that we are put in situations, amen, in order to just to fill in the gap. Amen. The reason that God places us there is so that we can stem, amen, the tide, amen, of evil that is in the world. She was willing to step up. Amen. She was full of faith and courage. And when her people, amen, were threatened with annihilation, when Haman, amen, plotted against the children of God, amen, that was something that rose up within her. She put her own life on the line. She was willing to, amen, she was willing to sacrifice her reputation. She was willing to sacrifice her life, amen, to save her people from destruction. Amen. Esther is a star. Amen, that shines in the blackness, amen, of history. A woman of unique, amen, courage and faith. Amen, a woman of virtue. And then last but not least, I think it's fitting on this Mother's Day that we give honor to that pure virgin who was of the son of, was born of the house of David. Amen. Who was chosen of God. Mary, thou art highly favored among women. Every woman from the beginning of creation, amen, until that time, amen, desired to be the mother of the Christ child. Amen. He was referred to as the desire of women. It was every hope, every woman's hope, and every woman's dream that maybe that she would be the mother of Him that would be the Redeemer of the people of Israel. That she would be the one that would be chosen. But God looked down and He chose Mary. She was highly favored of God. Now, I've chosen you, Mary, and you're going to bear a son that's going to rule all nations. Amen. And His kingdom is going to be a kingdom that's going to be without end. He's going to sit upon the throne of His father David. Hallelujah. on beautiful, pure, virtuous Mary, a virgin. Today in our society, to be called a virgin is a slur. Hello? 41% of the children born in America today are born out of wedlock. 41%. And the numbers continue to grow every year. Virtue is looked down upon. The Bible said there will come a day when the good shall be called evil and evil shall be called good. But Mary was a pure, holy, undefiled vessel that God could use. He said, "You're a highly favored among women, and you're going to conceive in your womb, and you're going to bear a child. It's going to be the Savior of the world." She said, "How can this be, seeing I know not a man?" He said, that shall be conceived in your womb is going to be by the Holy Ghost." Oh, praise God. I want you to know that all good things come from God. Amen. He is the giver. Amen. Of the gift of life. He is the giver of eternal life. And thank God that He overshadowed you and me, and we became, amen, pregnant with hope. Amen. We have a glorious future because we have the Holy Ghost within us that gives us a right, amen, to the promises of God. Mary, pure, holy, undefiled, the virgin who became the mother of the Son of God. Amen. She stands with all the many other virtuous women of the Bible. She stands with all the virtuous women of the past, the present, and the future. A model of virtue. A model of grace. Because she was chosen by God. God chose you to be a mother. If you're a mother today, amen, God chose you. God blessed you. Amen. God, amen, allowed you, amen, to be a guardian of one of His precious treasures. Every child that you gave birth to, amen, is a treasure of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You were given something precious. God doesn't give treasures away, amen, to just anyone. But God chose you today. Amen. Live up. Amen. Live up to the virtue. Live up, amen, to the character. Live up to the model to which God has called you to live. I want to give tribute to all mothers today. Be a good mother. Mothering doesn't stop when the child is weaned. Motherhood doesn't stop, amen, when the U-Haul is loaded up and they go down the road. You never stop being a mother. I know, because I've got one that's 76 years old. And I'm still her little boy. Doesn't matter how old I get or how old she gets. Amen. She's still my mother. And I'm still her child. And that's a relationship that I don't want to ever end. If you don't have your mother today, amen, you can probably appreciate this more than the rest of us. But a mother is a gift from God. You'll have a lot of people that will influence your life, but you'll only have one mother. Think about that. Might be a lot of people that you admire, but
there'll only be one mother. Treat her with honor. Treat her with respect. Give her the blessings. Let her works praise her. She deserves honor today. May the works of her hand, amen, be a testimony that God honors mothers. Hallelujah. Would you stand today? Hallelujah. I want to end this today with a song of praise and worship. Amen. Whatever God would speak to your heart today, follow your heart. Follow God. Commit your way to Him. And God will bless your heart.
Thanks, I give you thanks.